Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And it is Sunday, July 31st, 2016. And tonight's topic is, would you take a drug that increased your chances of cancer by 800%? Would you take it? Well, 15 million Americans do. And if you were in charge, what would you do? This night, I'm going to reveal the drug, actually the drug class, the evidence as presented by the medical industrial complex itself, and, of course, how you can protect yourself. And as always, think happens. Well, the drug in question, believe it or not, is a drug for indigestion, or GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease. Yes, this is a drug that is being given for a harmless, let's say non-deadly condition, and this is a drug that increases by 800% your chances of getting esophageal adenocarcinoma. Now, just for your information, esophageal adenocarcinoma has a five-year survival rate of 40%, yes, and that's if it's caught early, localized disease. And this is a worse survival rate than for breast cancer, for example, and is a worse survival rate than for, of course, prostate cancer, the big major ones. And this is actually pretty dismal for cancer as cancer goes. And if it's regional spread, there's a 21% five-year survival. And if there's distant spread of the cancer, only a 4% five-year survival. So this is a pretty deadly cancer, pretty serious cancer. And if you take proton pump inhibitors, your chances of getting this cancer go up dramatically. And, of course, don't take my word for this. We can just check out the National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, .gov, of course. And what do they say? It's the alarming increase by 600% for the past 25 years. Now, averaging this over 25 years obviously gives you a lower number. And 25 years coincides with the introduction of the proton pump inhibitors. So 25 years ago, would have been somewhere around 1991, and proton pump inhibitors were introduced in the 80s. Now, let's go back to the beginning. So we've got this drug, confession, as of 2015, that increases cancer by 600%. Now, earlier reports gave numbers of 700%. But that's because I've been following this story since at least 1990. Now, what do we know about proton pump inhibitors? Or I should say, what did your doctor know? What did the FDA know? okay, so back in late 80s, when proton pump inhibitors were first introduced, you might know it as the little purple pill, or Prilosec would be the first one in the United States. It was known, it was a fact, it was understood, it was accepted, it was documented that in the animal model, when proton pump inhibitors were given to rats in proportional doses as to what a human would get, after 8 weeks of taking the proton pump inhibitor, the rats would develop cancer. And this is not cancer-prone rats. This is just regular rats. Now, I was taught in medical school the whole reason for animal testing, the whole reason for torturing and killing animals during medical research was so that we would have valuable information. Valuable information to indicate whether or not the drug was safe for humans to ingest. And this, of course, was taught to me as early as, you know, Harvard, when I was taking my pre-med courses. The importance of animal research was stressed, and of course, throughout medical school. So you can imagine how shocked I was as I was preparing to enter medical practice, to find that a drug that clearly caused cancer in animals was being approved by the FDA for humans. And so I said, well, what goes on here? You know, how is it that you can test this drug in animals? You've tortured these animals. You've given them cancer. They've been made miserable, and you shortened their lives. And now you're going to dismiss this presumptively valuable information. And so I was told, because of course I did ask the question, I was told that indigestion is a very important problem among humans. And we cannot let something like the fact that a drug causes cancer in rats in any way inhibit, delay, or prevent its use in humans, because of course it would give tremendous relief in humans. Of course, I had to scratch my head on that because, well, wait, indigestion, well, it may be annoying, it's certainly not life-threatening. So I pointed this out, and then I was told, well, Jennifer, just because it causes cancer in animals doesn't mean it's going to cause cancer in people. And of course, I said, well, why are we doing the animal research? So this was the conversation that I had with, of course, an authority figure. That would be a senior attending physician at a teaching hospital. So I was concerned about this, but I decided, well, I would just, you know, kind of wait and see and not prescribe this drug until after a bit of time. So this is the fanfare to which Prilosec was introduced in the market. Now, of course, nobody told patients, right? Because patients, we know, don't know how to handle the truth. Patients cannot handle information like this. So, of course, we were told that we shouldn't go blabbing this to patients, and we should kind of keep it under our hat. And the FDA, even though they had approved the drug, was keeping an eye on things, so don't worry. Okay, gotcha. So this was the late 80s. And then as I entered practice in the 90s, I noticed that people started turning up with esophageal cancer. Of course, they would come to me with their esophageal cancers. These were not patients that I'd had over a period of time. So they'd show up and come see me and say, hey, I have esophageal cancer. And without fail, these patients were, without fail, white, middle-class, non-smokers. This is shocking. Because esophageal cancer is a disease of, well, smokers and people who drink alcohol. And so this prediction of cancer that we were alluded to by the rats, of course, dying of cancer, was coming true. It was exposing itself. So let's take a look and see what is going on here. And this is Frontiers in Oncology, Frontiers in Cancer. So these are the pro-medicine, pro-cancer people. And they're saying, proton pump inhibitors, question mark, are they the culprit for Barrett's esophagitis? And Barrett's esophagitis is a known precursor to esophageal cancer. And so what they're saying is the origin of consensus for this condition remains a matter of debate. However, it's a strong association with GERD or reflux disease and the alarming increase of the actual cancer, esophageal adenocarcinoma, by 600% for the past 25 years suggests that Barrett's esophagitis has increased as well. Now, this is a suggestion. We don't have any validity of this because, of course, it hasn't been measured, and we are, after all, talking science. This emphasizes the importance of better understanding the cause, a process leading to Barrett's esophagitis, which is metaplasia, that like precancer would be the corresponding term in English, suggests a possible reevaluation of the current protocol for the management and treatment of GERD and Barrett's esophagitis may be beneficial. Origin theory. Proton pump inhibitors transiently, temporarily, increase the pH That's one mechanism. The next mechanism is Barrett's esophagitis is induced in the proton pump inhibitor-treated GERD patient. And, of course, there is no lack of theories. The transiently high gastric pH induced by long-term proton pump inhibitor treatment is what causes these cancers. So we've got all these theories. And so the conclusion, and I love the conclusion, these conclusions are just really awesome. The conclusion is that although we know that proton pump inhibitors causes cancer, we don't know how the cancer is caused, what the mechanism is. And so, of course, proton pump inhibitors should still be used, of course, judiciously. Yeah. So they go on. So this is shocking. So there's no question the drug causes cancer. There's no question this is a deadly cancer, one of the deadliest cancers. But because we don't know how, we don't know the mechanism, we haven't figured out the science, you know, which molecule does what and how this cancer is caused, then, of course, we should still use proton pump inhibitor therapy. And, by the way, maybe we should add some other drugs like arthritis pills to help lessen the transition to Barrett's esophagitis. But, of course, the arthritis pills, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, also cause death by bleeding to death. And so we can just take a deadlier drug, add it to the deadlier drug, the NSAIDs, and add it to a deadly drug, the proton pump inhibitors, to, of course, try to minimize the Barrett's esophagitis, even though there will be larger amounts of people dying from the NSAIDs. As we know, NSAIDs cause kidney failure, heart attacks, and bleeding to death. So these are some seriously dangerous drugs. And, of course, NSAIDs were pulled from the market. COX-2 inhibitors were pulled from, two of them were pulled from the market in the mid-2000s because they caused what's believed to be 100,000 cases of death due to heart attack. So if we have a drug, NSAIDs, that we know kill hundreds of thousands of people, then why not add it to the proton pump inhibitor that maybe only kills 50,000 people? Yes, no problem. So here we have, basically a document in a government publication indicating that these drugs do indeed cause cancer. No doubt about it, a six-fold increase in esophageal cancer. And if you've known anyone who's died of esophageal cancer, it is not pretty. It is a gruesome, gruesome death, whether you accept chemotherapy or not. All right, so what's the mechanism here? Now, the other thing you need to understand is proton pump inhibitors, what do? They stop and shut off all acid production in the stomach. That's what they are designed to do. And so, again, looking at the National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health.gov website, we have this research article, Upper Gastrointestinal pH in Young, Healthy Men and Women. And what they found was if you are healthy, male or female, no difference, if you are healthy, then the pH of your stomach between meals is, on average, 1.7. This is shocking. Because a lot of people out there are trying to alkalinize their body by drinking alkaline beverages, which, of course, do what? Raises the pH of the stomach. That's right. It raises the pH of the stomach. And when that pH is 1.7, people are healthy. Well, then, if that's a healthy pH, what's an unhealthy pH? Well, we go to another government document. This is a www.colorado.edu, and this is the curriculum that government agencies in Colorado think that should be taught. So we're going to see what they have to say. So what they're saying is host-parasite interactions, parasite invasion strategies. In other words, these are strategies about how parasites invade the body. And so we have to just scroll down to strategies that microbes use to invade the stomach. In other words, microorganisms invade the stomach, and they have their strategies. What are their strategies? Okay. First, they want to survive the stomach acid. This is a real trick. And so some of them have a capsule, some will have a cyst. But what we're looking at here is Vibrio cholera, Shigella, dysentery. These are the two that are mentioned. And what they're saying is low stomach acid makes one more susceptible to cholera. In other words, you need a pH of 3, between 3 and 4. So if that 1.7 rises just to 3 or 4, then this person is going to be available to infection by cholera and presumably Shigella as well. Now, this is nothing new. What is shocking is that such a small increase in pH, and many people are trying to raise their stomach pH to 7, which is, as you can see, a great folly and just damaging to a person's health. So a pH in the stomach of anywhere from 3 to 4, and I would even say above 3, makes it possible for parasites to survive the stomach and spread throughout your body, causing disease and even death. And, of course, as we know, these dysentery diseases characterized by diarrhea, vomiting, and bloody stool, this is a problem. And so the first thing you got to do is keep your pH below 3. But wait. Let's take a look and see if you give a person a proton pump inhibitor, what will the proton pump inhibitor do to their stomach pH? That's an important thing to understand. It turns out that proton pump inhibitors get the stomach pH to 4 and above. That's what it does. So if you are taking proton pump inhibitors and your stomach pH is 4 or greater, this is, of course, shocking. So this means, then, is taking a proton pump inhibitor, as your doctor prescribes it, is going to result in a pH rise in your stomach that's going to allow you to be infested by parasites. And so your body's primary defense against parasites, which is a low pH, 1.7 to be precise, is totally violated and rendered absolutely moot. Now, then what we have is a therapeutic strategy for treating reflux disease that actually creates a deadly disease. So you take a non-deadly disease, call it reflux, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and you convert it into a deadly disease, which is esophageal cancer. And this is the medical strategy, medical therapy strategy, that results in the death of 880,000 Americans every year, which is simply the byproduct of the medical industrial complex's therapeutic strategy. So adopting natural methods of reaching therapeutic goals as established by the medical industrial complex is definitely not a good idea. Now, to take you further back into therapy, is before proton pump inhibitors happened, there was another strategy. So we'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about proton pump inhibitors, which basically shut off acid production in the stomach. Proton pump inhibitors are the ultimate achievement in a long line, basically 40 years, of medical attempts to create an alkaline environment in the stomach. And this is, of course, as we can see, misguided, since an average healthy person has, or healthy people have an average pH, stomach pH, of 1.7, which is seriously acid. And so to embark on a therapeutic plan to raise that pH simply opens the person to parasitic infestation and creates a host of medical problems. Not least of which, of course, is cancer. Now, way back when, all a person had to deal with was Maalox, aluminum hydroxide, occasional teaspoon of baking soda to calm down the upset stomach or indigestion. Now, as we talked about in our prior series, breakfast being the most important meal, that it was the introduction of breakfast as the third meal of the day that gave rise to a whole spate of indigestion, which of course promptly receded when people stopped eating that third meal, which we call breakfast. So the first attempt to make a more alkaline stomach was putting in alkaline, such as aluminum hydroxide. Then we had the H2 blockers that would be like Tagamet, cimetidine. And so these also create a more alkaline environment in the stomach. And finally, the pinnacle, of course, was the H2 blockers, which did such a good job that they created devastating illness. We'll talk more about that. However, another danger, of course, is the corresponding movement in the natural healing community, which is alkalinize or die, to alkalinize the body. Now, there's a problem with that because, of course, the stomach doesn't want an alkaline pH. It doesn't want to be a pH of 7. It wants to be a pH of 1.7. That's for a person to be healthy. The blood would like to be a pH of 7.3, 7.4. So, putting alkaline into the stomach in order to alkalinize the blood is not a good idea because on the way, you're creating a more bigger opportunity for cancer. Okay, so the problem is that modern medicine has sought to create an alkaline environment in the stomach, and then we have the natural healers, the natural healing community, seeking to imitate the same goal. So this goal, no matter how you achieve it, is just as deadly. And so what else goes on when proton pump inhibitors are taken? Well, lucky for us, this has been examined. In other words, the what the long-term effects of proton pump inhibitors have been documented. So let's go down the list. It is a list. So this is NPR, which we're going to think is National Public Radio. Your popular heartburn pills can be hard to stop and may be risky. And that's the problem. They're very hard to stop because these proton pump inhibitors actually create parasitic infestations, which then are difficult to rout out. And so this person says, I was experiencing a lot of chest pain, back pain caused from heartburn. This 62-year-old lady says, a doctor diagnosed her with gastroesophageal reflux and prescribed a drug called a proton pump inhibitor. The drug worked. In other words, her stomach felt better, but she had other problems, such as muscle weakness, severe leg cramping, and she discovered she was suffering from a magnesium deficiency, a side effect of the drug. And so she decided to stop using her proton pump inhibitor, but whatever she did, her heartburn returned, and the symptoms were much, much worse. And I've heard this too, and it seems only takes one pill, one dose. This is shocking. One dose of proton pump inhibitor, and boom, the person is a permanent, or can be a permanent cripple. In other words, they cannot do without that proton pump inhibitor. And she says, I can't seem to get off the drug because when I do, I experience severe stomach pain. I can't eat anything without experiencing stomach pain. How far is that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we've got a drug called proton pump inhibitors, and they seem to be having a tremendous number of side effects. Now remember, proton pump inhibitors treat a non-deadly condition called indigestion, which is 100% treatable with diet. So we're looking at this lady, 62 years old, who just can't seem to get off her drug. And says many people have trouble discontinuing proton pump inhibitors because the amount of acid in the digestive system surges when they stop taking the drug. And this is why, if you're on a proton pump inhibitor, the best way to stop it is to gradually start taking an acid like apple cider vinegar. A teaspoon at a time, increase to a tablespoon at a time, then 2 tablespoons, and then 2 tablespoons twice a day, and so on. And then at the same time, taper back your proton pump inhibitor. This way, by adding the acid first, you're gradually increasing the acid, getting your body accustomed to some acid. So as you taper back the proton pump inhibitor, your body is accustomed to the new acid that it has. And so the teaching for many years was that these drugs were quite safe, says John Clark, a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And it's Johns Hopkins, we're going to take their word for it. But there is data, we call that scientific information, that's emerging that suggests proton pump inhibitors may not be as safe as we think they are. I should say thought. So this is mind control here. May not be as safe as we think they are. So in other words, we're not going to let this data influence us. We're still going to think that these drugs are safe. An estimated 15 million Americans use proton pump inhibitors, which are sold by prescription and over-the-counter under a variety of names such as Nexium, Prilosect, and Prevacid. They work by blocking production of stomach acid, and that could be the root of the problem, according to Dr. Clark. Stomach acid helps digest foods. In other words, if you are taking a proton pump inhibitor, your food digestion is going to be poor. It also has a barrier function against different pathogens. I'll call those parasites. In other words, you're going to get more parasites if you take proton pump inhibitors. This is from the authorities, Johns Hopkins. So when there's less stomach acid, it leaves people vulnerable to nutritional deficiencies, such as magnesium, and infections, and food poisoning, like salmonella, a serious, life-threatening digestive system infection. Also, Clostridium difficile. This is a serious hospital-based infection that kills at least 10% of those who get it, and perhaps pneumonia. And so there's a problem. There's a lot of problems here with these proton pump inhibitors. And people, there's a recent study suggesting people who take proton pump inhibitors are at greater risk of heart disease. And another suggested drugs could increase the risk for chronic kidney disease. Now, could increase the risk is a serious understatement. This study, proton pump inhibitors and kidney failure, is downright alarming. It suggests that taking proton pump inhibitors for 2 years, which many Americans have done, actually increases your chances of kidney failure threefold. Can you imagine tripling your chances of kidney failure? Who wants to triple their chances of dialysis? That's outrageous. And again, this is simply shifting the pH in the stomach to alkaline pH. The kidney's job is to maintain acid-base balance. And so this acid-base disruption created by the proton pump inhibitors creates a real problem with the kidney diseases, with the kidneys. And the time frame suggests that the kidneys just can't compensate for this beyond the 2-year mark. And those of you who are trying to alkalinize your body by putting alkaline substances into your stomach, again, you've got about a 2-year lease on that before things just fall apart. So the latest concerns that proton pump inhibitors might increase the risk for dementia, read Alzheimer's. So colleagues at the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases in Bonn, Germany, studied 73,000 people, age 75 and over. We call that a representative sampling. The researchers found regular proton pump inhibitor users had 44% increased risk of dementia compared with those not using the drugs. This is amazing. So the researchers caution the risk could only be considered in association until more research can be conducted to produce more conclusive evidence. This is shocking. I mean, they have less evidence than this against Zika, and they're telling ladies to not even get pregnant. Back to proton pump inhibitors. So, an editorial in the Journal of the American Medical Association says these studies provide an important, interesting challenge to evaluate the possible association about how commonly the drugs are used by the elderly who are already at increased risk for dementia. And so this is alarming. So Dr. Clark says, I think it's imperative that people who take these drugs really make sure that they're looking at the risk versus benefit, and people don't use these drugs lightly. So in other words, again, using a deadly drug for a non-deadly condition. This is what we're talking about. Alzheimer's is a deadly condition. Over 90,000 Americans every year die of Alzheimer's. So we're taking a non-deadly condition, indigestion, treating it with a deadly drug, proton pump inhibitor, that causes dementia. And there are more studies showing that if you take a proton pump inhibitor, it increases your chances of getting type 2 diabetes, another deadly condition. Now, the most important positive effect of proton pump inhibitors is restoration of a quality of life. That's it. That's it. And so this doctor says if someone really needs a proton pump inhibitor, they should take one. But they should try everything else first. They should try everything else first. Of course, one might reasonably ask, what is everything else, right? They don't say. Keep an eye out for any side effects and talk to your doctor about how long they should stay on it. Now, this is really ridiculous, especially when you realize, and I have observed it myself, that often one dose of a proton pump inhibitor can create dependence. It can create such a worsening of the indigestion that the person finds it's unbearable to be without it. And so this is ridiculous to say that you should take it and then talk to your doctor about how long you should be on it. And this is obviously written for the consumption of consumers, because any doctor who's ever prescribed a proton pump inhibitor knows how difficult it is to get the person off the proton pump inhibitor. And that is, that's the key, is to not start it. It's so important to not start it. And so this person, this is great about the internet, is you have comments, okay? So this person comments and says, I gave up the pill after 6 months. I found the answer was eat supper earlier in the evening. There you go. I moved larger meals to lunch and supper was light. That is it. That's the solution. Eat that heavy meal in the middle of the day, not the end of the day. The simple habit of eating a heavy dinner is an issue. Why do people eat a heavy dinner? Because of the work schedules. And so the only time the family can eat dinner together is the evening meal. So that becomes the heaviest meal. So obviously, if you do something like, say, homeschool and work from home, then everyone can eat a nice heavy meal at, say, between noon and 2 p.m., and you can save the health of your whole family. You can prevent cancer. You can prevent gastroenteritis, pneumonias, and many other deadly conditions, even Alzheimer's. Now, proton pump inhibitors also, with long-term use, are associated with pneumonia, are associated with osteoporosis, poor absorption of B12, and this is not trivial. These are all things that can be absolutely devastating. Now, the other question, of course, we ask is, well, what would you do? What would you do if you were in charge? I mean, if you were on the FDA and you had to decide if this drug should be approved, would you approve it? Would you not approve it? And if you would approve it, the question is, how can you expect any more or any better from the present system? So, you know, it's a real issue. I think as far as people being concerned about the medical industrial complex, the lack of integrity, you've got to say, hey, if I'm in charge, if I have the option, I'm going to decide differently. If I was sitting on the approval committee, I wouldn't approve it. And since I'm sitting on the ME committee, I'm not going to take it. And so if you are one of the 15 million Americans taking a proton pump inhibitor, Nexium, Prilosec, and the boys, then, you know, you need to commit yourself to stopping it. And if you're not taking them, you need to commit yourself to not starting. And I think people need to see themselves as being in charge of their lives. So you're like the CEO of the ME Corporation. You're in charge of yourself. You make these decisions. So this is a drug that is absolutely, totally devastating. It is devastating. It is a life destroyer. And people who are taking it will tell you, oh, I feel so much better. My indigestion is gone. Then, of course, they'll have other things like, you know, aches and pains, forgetfulness, diabetes, arthritis, pneumonia, gastroenteritis. Oh, it was that bad restaurant I ate at. But guess what? If you hadn't been taking a proton pump inhibitor, your gastric acid would have been higher. And even though maybe it wasn't the best restaurant, you would not have been infected. So this is serious. And then we have diabetes. And the mechanism, by the way, is proton pump inhibitors block the absorption of magnesium because of the pH. And so this affects bone health and causes osteoporosis. It increases diabetes because magnesium reduces diabetes. It worsens heart health. And creates things like atherosclerosis and hypertension due to lack of magnesium, kidney stones, heart failure, arrhythmias. These are all problems. And it can contribute to insomnia, bloating, weight gain. This is a problem. And these are things people will get, and they will not associate them with their proton pump inhibitor. All they'll know is, oh, you know, I feel so much better when I take the proton pump inhibitors. The stomach feels so much better. And they don't realize or pay attention to all the other things in their life that are absolutely falling apart. And this increase of esophageal cancer is just, to my mind, totally untenable, inexcusable, and unacceptable. It makes no sense, again, I'll repeat that, to prescribe a deadly drug for a non-deadly condition. And that's what you've got to realize. Whenever you take a deadly drug for a non-deadly condition, no matter how small your chances are of dying or how small you perceive those chances of dying to be, you are trading health for disease. And this is how 880,000 Americans every year die as a result of properly prescribed medicine. I mean, there's no incompetence here. This drug's approved by the FDA. Your doctor's adhering to the standard of care. He's abiding by the package insert. The drug is over the counter, for God's sake. So what's going on here is a deadly drug is being used to treat a non-deadly condition. And so if at any point when you're considering taking a drug, ask yourself, is the condition for which I'm taking this drug one that will kill me if untreated? The answer is no. The next question is, has anyone ever died as a result of taking the drug I'm considering? If the answer is yes, then you are simply increasing your chances of death. That's exactly what you're doing. And there's no reason to equivocate, sugarcoat it, or use euphemisms. So the proton pump inhibitors are also documented to cause polyps in the small intestine. And these polyps can get big enough to actually block the small intestines and require surgery. Now, the polyps, say for sake of discussion, they're harmless, but surgery always has a death rate, whether it's an anesthesia accident, whether it's a hospital-acquired infection. Whenever you cut, there's a death rate. So why take a drug, proton pump inhibitor, that's going to have you need surgery to remove an intestinal polyp? Yes. So this is how things happen, and this is how the ball gets rolling. And it's all so innocent. And no one even realizes that, this is a problem. So the proton pump inhibitors are a huge, huge issue. And so you've got to decide what you're going to do. And obviously, this is not a case for legislation. This is not a case for government intervention. You've got the information. You can do what you want to do. Most of life's hazards are ones that you and you alone can avoid. And you've got to make up your mind to do just that. So the issue then is not should proton pump inhibitors be allowed in the market. And the issue is not even should they be over-the-counter. The issue is, are you going to use them? And so if what you want to do is live longer and healthier, then it doesn't make sense to take a drug that increases your chances of esophageal cancer by 600%, and that increases your chances of heart disease, of diabetes, of arthritis, and many other conditions. So what you have to do then is you're the one, you've got to decide. You can't let the FDA decide for you. You certainly can't let the counter at the local drugstore decide for you. You can't say, oh, it's over the counter, it must be safe. It's not.
No, please don't go.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, it is 6 minutes before 8. It's almost time for question and answer. That's 800-313-9443. That's the number for questions, 800-313-9443. And as always, we have an awesome chat going on at healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. So by now, you guys have figured out that you cannot, absolutely cannot rely on the FDA, CIA, NSA, you name it, alphabet, whatever, to protect you from really anything, which is okay. You know why it's okay? It's okay because you're more than capable of protecting yourself. It's just like the Wizard of Oz when she realized all she needed to do was click her heels, and she had the answers all by herself, and she could solve all of her problems. So your health is pretty much the same way. Not so. Let's put it this way. You have within your means the ability to solve every emergency as well or better than the medical industrial complex. That is the big secret. And the proton pump inhibitors, you can call it a fiasco if you want to, but I don't believe this is a fiasco. I believe this is simply typical de rigueur, business as usual, nothing special, just the way things are done. You find a drug that's deadly, documented deadly. Try it out in rats. Rats got cancer. Yes. Okay. Then you give it to humans for a condition that is harmless. Yes. And that's it. That's the way it goes. And then, of course, it creates many deadly conditions, many side effects. And, of course, the doctor is trained to, of course, treat the side effects and handle the illnesses that come up. So, since this is the way things are, the only way for you to handle this is to literally become the healer in your home. Literally educate yourself to be aware of conditions that might arise and how to handle them so that you can not become a victim of the medical industrial complex. So you cannot find yourself in an expensive cab ride called an ambulance to a hall of horrors called an emergency room, where by their own admission, they increased the death rate by at least 30% over what it would have been had the person never shown up. And then, if you've managed to navigate the emergency room, then on you go to the hospital with a 1% death rate per 4 days. That's a pretty high death rate. That would be like a 60% or 70% or 80% per year death rate. There's not too many things you can do that would have an 80% annual mortality rate. So how do you avoid those things? Answer, educate yourself. Educate yourself. Start with the easy stuff and build up the bigger stuff. When we come back, we'll talk more about that.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So what we're talking about then is you actually